very thankful for the prayer that went up on our behalf. So good to be with you today. I got here this morning thinking about song number 164. I couldn't find it in your book, so I had to look it up. But I appreciate you leading that this morning. I think that's what we all would like to do. It says in the Gospels, some gentlemen were looking for Jesus, and they said, we would see Jesus. That's what we're here for today, is to see Jesus. When we see Jesus, we know that we see the Father. And so I'd like to talk just a minute or two. Elder Richards, I don't want to take any time away from you or in your thoughts. The Lord bless you and keep you and hope that I don't take anything away from you. If you go to Hebrews chapter 1, there's a description of Christ. I want you to think about it a minute. It starts out and understand that the writer of Hebrews is talking to Jews that were Christians but were having so many problems and were ostracized, and they were going back into Judaism. And so this writer was talking to them to remind them why they were following Christ and to remind them the purpose of it. And he starts out describing Christ, and he says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past, not in times, in time past, unto the fathers by the prophets, hath, God hath, in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. I want you to think about that. This writer had heard Jesus. He says, spoken to us unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. He's appointed heir of all things. Whom he hath, by whom also he made the worlds. We know that Christ was God, was with God. All things were created by him. All things were created for him. He has also made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, the brightness, think about it, Jesus is the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, the outward expression, the express image of God the Father, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. There's a lot of things in there, but I want you to look at what Christ is. I want you to think about Christ for just a couple of minutes. He hath been appointed heir of all things. Guess what? You're a joint heir with Christ. That means you're a joint heir of all things. What a wonderful thought. He also made the world. You're a joint heir of the person who made the world. You have a part in it. You have an inheritance in it. It makes you a special person because God hath consecrated you and separated you for a purpose. You are part of that. Christ, who being the brightness of his glory. You see Christ. Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. You see Christ, you see the Father, the brightness, the glory, and is the express image of his person. The outward appearance, everything. You think about Christ and you see the Father. Everything that you do should be, I would see Jesus. I would see Jesus in everything. And upholding all things, not by his strength, not by his person, but by the word of his power. His very word upholds the universe. I want you to think about it. His word upholds the entire universe. And as the scientists say, all those other trillions of other universes. It doesn't matter. His word holds up everything. And then, when he had by himself no help, nothing that we did, nothing that you did, nothing that anybody did, but by himself purged our sins. Think about it. He's purged our sins. What did he do? He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That's where he is today. He's sitting by his Father. And when we go to him, we are going to our Father. When we go to him, we see that beautiful, wonderful person and know that we are joint heirs. And one day we'll see him and our loved ones.